Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join that team today if you're handy.
So the Commanders game was flexed. We learned that yesterday. It's going to be a Sunday night game. Prime time, national TV, Commanders against the Giants. Giants playing the Eagles this week. If they lose, both teams will be 7-5-1. And realistically, probably the two teams battling for the last wild card in the NFC. Huge game. Commanders have been on a bit of a run, mostly with Taylor Heinicke under center. And we're wondering if that is going to lead to a raucous crowd. Jonathan Allen came on this show yesterday, said he's given away 100 tickets, and he wants the crowd to be the best crowd he's seen in years. And I actually think that there will be a better crowd. The question we're throwing out there is can we drown out the Giants fans and drown out
because
the
blue?
Because
they do like to post. Giants
AEB,
fans.
AEB, we're coming down
they
for the
game. They do like to post.
A primetime game. I hope you have a you need to bring us out to FedEx Field. Show us the sights. Vinny and Joe.
I think there's going to be a lot more Commanders fans going to the game. Will you completely drown it out? No. But I think you're going to have... When I went to the Vikings game, and Valdez and Drab were there too, they can comment on it. I would say it was about 55%, 60% Commanders fans.
Yeah. Wow.
There were a lot of Vikings
fans.
Good
amount of purple.
There was a lot of purple, but there were big pockets of it. So it may have looked bigger than it was. I'd say
60-40?
70-30.
Also, as an add-on, do you think this game approaches a sellout?
No. I think it does.
I think it might for a primetime game.
Especially if they had won on Sunday, I think it would.
If the Giants lose to Philly this weekend and then Washington is back in, would they be back in the seventh spot? Because Seattle's going to beat Carolina.
I don't know what the tiebreaker would be.
Yeah, so let's assume that Washington's back. I just think that if they're closer to that seventh spot, I just think that it gets more exciting. And I think that they'll post, but
shouldn't really move one way or the other, because let's say the Giants pull off the upset. Mm-hmm. All right, you're still the 8 seed.
Yeah, but you're probably
still have a chance, because if you beat the Giants, then you're right there.
Yeah, I just think it'll be what we expect. It'll be 60-40.
800-60.
Or maybe 50-50.
I think it's been closer to 50-50. I think it's an event town. I think the Commanders, unfortunately, have lost their cachet. And the only the diehard are going to go there. There's a certain percentage that aren't going to go as long as Dan still owns it. None of that has changed. The tie hurts the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's an increased buzz. It's just kind of my feel at the game and from talking to people. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, I think there have been a few people who've called into the show this week.
Mm-hmm. But let me
ask
you this.
They were planning to go to the game.
How much does a Sunday night game hurt?
I think it helps. I know it hurts you because you don't like to stay up late.
Game helps.
I think it helps. I think more people get sized to tailgate. People love a night game.
I think it's more of an event that it's at night. I know it impacts people working the next day.
They got to get up until next morning, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know, people don't work anymore.
Some people don't
work from home.
Or it's close to the holidays.
And they're not getting up at 4. They're not getting up at 4.
I'm telling you, like Eric said, it's an event town, but having the game at 8:15 at night really makes it an event.
It makes it a cooler ticket.
And I don't think the tie hurt any of the momentum either.
And the primetime games don't really happen a lot for this franchise because they've been so downtrodden and bad. They don't get selected for a lot of Monday night or Sunday night games.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, maybe it'll be packed.
So I think there is enhanced buzz on this game.
This is eyeball test, totally anecdotal. From talking to people, seeing people like at the gym and places I go, I think there's a little more buzz on the Commanders because of winning. And I've actually seen just a slight uptick. A little more Commanders gear around town.
Have seen more Commanders merchandise.
I've seen hats, jerseys, not much, but more.
Haven't really seen many jerseys. Seen some beanies.
Well, think about it. The Terps had problems all season long with getting Xfinity packed.
Yeah.
And they really made an effort for the Illinois game.
Gold Rush.
The
strong.
And I feel like the Commanders are doing the same thing.
The difference was they were 6-0 going in. They were the
you're 6-0-1 in your last 7 or whatever it is. I'm telling you, there's momentum.
I actually
think it's going to be raucous.
I'm telling you, I was surprised at the Vikings game. All right. Even though I believe now I think it was more Vikings fans than what Valdez, but look, it's eyeball test. I know when we were parking the car, all you saw were Vikings jerseys, so maybe I was tainted. But let's just go with this number, 70% were Commanders fans. I know I was surprised at how loud and into it those fans were. Now, it wasn't a sellout, but it was pretty good. And I got to believe that that's growing because that was in the middle of this streak, right? That was after they did have a 3-game winning streak, then they lost to the Vikings. Then they won 3 in a row, and then they've had the tie.
I'll defer to you. You were there. And Ryan Clark who was hyping it up and said it was like a college atmosphere? So, listen, I'm wrong often. So maybe it'll be a raucous, over-the-top atmosphere.
I'm not willing to say sellout.
A huge contingent of blue.
What I see is 67,000 is their capacity. I think they're going to draw 60,000 to the game.
I think they will.
Maybe higher.
Is their capacity down to 67,000?
According to Yahoo search.
I want to hear from people who wouldn't normally plan on going, but are going to go because they're in the mix. It's a Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I think that there's an appeal. I know for us, a Sunday night, it's like, oh, crap, because we have to wake up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
or you're going to wake up at 3 in the morning to watch it.
Yeah.
Whatever. But most people aren't like that. Most people be like, damn, it's kind of a big game.
Right.
It's a big game for the Washington.
More people are working from home. They can just go downstairs to their office. I get it.
And it was flexed to that date. So the NFL's telling you it's a big game.
Right, they're telling you it's an
Instead
important
Instead of having it already preset Monday night against
a
scrum
team.
This
game means something.
Yeah.
It's big. It's a big game.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. You can call us in the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
All right, let me see here. Let's go to Kevin. 800-636-1067. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
Now we're talking, boys. Now we're talking. All right? I think it's going to be 90-10. I called the other day. I told you I got 5 kids. You guys just made me make the decision. I'm getting 7 tickets. All right? I'm going to be in the nosebleeds. Here's the caveat, though, boys. Here's the caveat. It's in your hometown, too, isn't it? Aren't you guys all from PG County?
Yes, correct.
You guys should be there. You guys should be there and representing your terrible county. Next thing, what we're going to do.
Why is it?
Are you guys really proud of being from PG?
Well, I mean,
are you guys really proud?
It's where we're from.
I know, I'm just saying. Okay.
It's a good county.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of mean. Like, we can insult our own county.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, back off there, buddy.
You know what I mean? I can goof on my kids. You can't.
Isn't that the guy's shtick, MGM National Harbor?
That's the guy who said Zach Wilson's good.
Of course. Yeah.
Cakes, where is the beautiful Mecca known as MGM
it's
National Harbor?
It's in Oxon Hill, Maryland. Yeah. Last time I checked, that is in Prince George's County.
Yeah.
Don't call it PG. People get salty.
All right. All right, let's go to Let's go to Bucky. Anytime I see the name Bucky, it makes me laugh. Bucky, what's up, man?
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
We used to go to the games with my granddad. I'm like 28. Probably haven't been in like 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But we got 10 tickets going. The major hype for the move to the primetime game. We weren't going to go unless it was primetime. So, that definitely says something. We got 10 of us going, and we haven't been in, forever.
See, there so it is, EB. Major buzz.
Ah, here it is.
And it's interesting. Why are you only interested in the primetime game?
Scheduling, really. But the primetime, I don't know. FedEx, December, meaningful football, nighttime, cold. That just speaks football to me. So
right, okay.
It'll be a good time. We'll be tailgating and bringing a.
When was the last time you've been, Bucky?
Probably 2016, maybe.
Oh, wow,
it's been a while. I'm part of the Dan Snyder is the devil. You know,
right?
I've really tried to spend my money there.
Okay.
Since then.
All right, man. We'll report back. Let us know how it is, okay? Make sure you call
us next
week. You're
also sleeping that people like to drink.
Oh, I know that. And it's a great opportunity like for all day drinking.
Yeah, all day drinking.
EB, you want to bond with one of your kids? Here you go. Section 101, row 12, $283 each on SeatGeek. 50-yard line. Boom.
Dude, I'm
again, we're too jaded to pay those prices.
If you would have gotten free suite tickets to bring your kids, would you have gone to the game?
Yeah. Sure, I mean I like a nice experience. So yes, I would do that.
Yeah.
I don't have the same hostility you
well,
do.
Well, and you're off
and
Monday
parking,
too. You can sleep in
premium parking,
huh?
Premium parking.
I'd appreciate
throw
parking.
That in.
I'll be completely honest. When I've gone there, it's been fine. I think it's a little overrated how horrific the stadium is. It's fine for me. It's, I go to college football games or I go to high school football games. The stadium's terrible. I'm going to watch the football. I'm not necessarily going to have an elite
for the stadium
experience.
Effect.
Yeah. If I go to a football game, I'm usually, going to the football game. So it would be fine.
Yeah, but to be fair, you haven't been to other NFL stadiums that are nicer, so you don't have anything to really compare it to.
I mean, I've been to Raven Stadium several times.
Yeah.
I've seen Allegiant Stadium look unbelievable when I was watching what Alabama played there the other day.
Yeah, exactly.
Look unbelievable. No, I'm not saying that they're not better.
Yeah.
I get it, but at the end of the day, I'm not going there because I want to be marveled by some architecture. So I'm going to the football game.
Makes the atmosphere nicer.
It does. It makes it better.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jay. I don't like to pay for things in our industry. I pay for a lot of stuff, but that's something weird I don't like to pay for. Jay, what's up?
Hey, Jay.
Morning, Junk. What's up?
Hello. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good, good. So just to give you a heads up, when you look at the game, and look at the numbers, people in the stadium. Just keep in mind when you do an estimate or count. I work in the state of Virginia, have for over 25 years now, and they have a employee recognition ticket sale that week that, of course, are discounted tickets. And I think the first 50 people that purchase tickets are able to go on the field, hold the flag during the national anthem, blah, blah, blah.
That's cool.
Bought tickets. Yeah, bought tickets for myself and the wife. I've never been to any NFL game. I'm a big baseball fan, so I'm going just for the experience to be able to go down on the field. But my wife, of course, is going. She's a lifelong Giants fan. So just keep that in mind when you look at the numbers.
What do you mean? That just some people get in there on a discount? Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no problem. But the entire, from what I understand, I believe it's nosebleed seats, about the 400 section. That entire section is all discounted tickets that employees.
Of course, but look, in the past, there was such apathy that they could have given away free tickets and it would have been empty.
You see? That's what they're doing at Georgetown for hoops.
Right.
Unreal. They just want butts in the seats.
Unreal. If you're a D.C. resident, now we don't even qualify, but if you're a D.C. resident, all you got to do is show them, your Pepco bill or whatever, and boom, you're in. That's unbelievable how far Georgetown hoops
have
fallen.
You'd rather have people in the building and buying concessions and filling up seats than just sections of empty seats.
If they really wanted to get a full house, they should drop the D.C. requirement. Just say...
For Georgetown. Yeah.
Anybody. It's wide open.
Yeah.
Well, look, John Allen
if
came on the show
and
he said he's giving away 100 tickets. He's going to buy 100 tickets because he wants the home field advantage.
I like it.
They haven't had much of that. in recent years.
It's been
zero.
Rare.
Yeah.
Yes. It's been very
zero.
Rare for
somebody
them.
And they might not have it Sunday night. And probably
knows,
won't.
And who knows? This might change the stigma. There's people that haven't been since 2016 that don't want to go, that hate it. If they win and they have a good time and, you know.
Could be maybe, a turning point.
Could be a turning point.
I don't even think I couldn't go.
It's such a massive game.
My daughter has volleyball practice on Sunday night. I couldn't even go if I – I mean, like with my family.
Yeah,
I couldn't
sure.
go.
All
right.
They should open the parking lot like at 9 a.m. and just let people be there all day.
The sloppiness of the fans if they're tailgating from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Most wouldn't make it.
It's not the
in.
Tailgate scene that we remember.
I know, but it's a nighttime game, EB.
Yeah. All right.
Trust me, those people are going to get plenty hammered when you throw open the gates at 4 or 5 p.m., whenever it is.
Right.
They're going to get a lot of drinks in the parking lot.
Who doesn't like tailgate?
They'll be drinking at their house before the tailgate.
By the way, tailgating?
Fun.
One of the great pleasures of going to a
game. Tailgating, always fun.
In fact, people
sometimes it's better than the game.
Yeah, he's just punted on tailgating at Maryland games. He's punting away fun.
I know. I don't know why you punted that.
It's an all-day affair.
It is, but how much fun was it?
It's a lot of fun.
You're kind of aging out a little bit?
I guess.
Yeah.
Growing up. Yeah. Little Valdez growing up.
Look at him.
He's maturing.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to hear from EB's mom. Check in with Mrs. Bickle here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, later in the show, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Caps take on the Maple Leafs. That game is coming up Saturday, December 17th at Capital One Arena.
I hear it.
Oh. You just don't hear it.
I don't hear it.
Yeah, you're banging on the mic.
Maybe your headphones finally gave away.
Something wrong with my headphones. So.
You might need
look at the inside of his headphones.
I give him credit. He's milking them.
Show him the inside
till the very last.
I don't think it's my headphones. I think it's something.
No, I understand that.
I've seen. I know that they're.
Yeah, maybe making it work.
Yeah, he's
15 years old.
These are.
They are.
They're probably maybe not 15, 10. They're probably 10.
I mean, I've been through minimum 6 to 8 pairs of cans since he's
that,
had.
Oh, yeah.
Since he's had maybe
break
10.
All the time.
Maybe a dozen.
Mind break all the time. All right, did you call mom? Where is she? I don't see her on the software, though. Is it all messed up?
She just dropped.
She just dropped? Yeah, call her back. That's fine.
Does that work, Jason?
So and Jason was testing the mic. He was banging on it because he couldn't hear it in his ears.
And you could hear.
But we all could hear it.
Radio Insider.
See, I hear it there. But if I plug it all the way in, don't hear anything.
Yeah. That means the wiring, I think, in your headphones. Right?
We have the Amazon wish list headphones that you could borrow, Jason.
Oh, you get those. Well, yeah,
you want to try those, Jason? You can't hear me.
I can hear you now.
He can. All right. So I think Mom is on.
These are actually brand new.
Oh, you just haven't used them yet?
I just haven't used them.
Look at that
How long have you
case.
Been sitting on those? Look at
him. Brand new.
Most calculated guy. Do you think he was ever going to potentially be caught with his pants
down? I guarantee you he still has the receipt.
Did
somebody give those to you?
No, I bought them in the airport in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. You were
this is a jam.
You actually bought them?
These in Atlanta because I wanted, because I was going. No, it wasn't.
Wanted to watch a movie.
Maybe I was going to Atlanta. I don't know. I was flying somewhere and I wanted to a good pair of headphones to listen to some music or do whatever.
Oh, you paid a premium.
Oh yeah, these were they were at least $300.
Oh my god, you paid so much in the airport.
I know.
Ouch. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
But I also figured, it's good money because I'm going to use them for 10 years.
You know, he was at the bar.
Well, you probably had a couple cocktails.
Yeah, two doubles.
Made a bad decision.
Ironically, I'm also using headphones or earbuds from the airport. These are from Southwest.
That's what I would do. The freebies.
I think the freebies, which are my backups. But EB pointed this out on Friday. I put my headphones in my locker, and he's like, "You don't have a lock." Headphones weren't there on Monday.
Yep.
Anyway,
see,
I almost feel like somebody did that right after you heard.
It's all
they
good.
Heard
no,
you.
No,
they didn't take anything else.
They wanted your headphones. You're going to learn your lesson one of these days. All right, Mom, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Mrs. B. Merry Christmas, Mrs. B.
Shortly.
Merry Christmas
I'm
to
sorry.
You.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you.
Why do you sound so distant? Does she sound kind of distant?
She's on her cell phone. She says her house line doesn't work sometimes.
Oh, okay. All right. It's all good.
Sounds like Odyssey.
So did Drabby tell you why we wanted to put you on, Mom?
Well, I was asking him. I think I know.
Yeah. So go ahead. Explain to everybody what your idea is.
Well, I know you guys. I've been thinking a lot. What are you guys known for? Okay.
What are we known for?
Yeah. And so
hold on. Well, what are we? I want you to answer.
Well, I'm not one of your best listeners, but I do listen some, and I have you on some when I don't even listen.
Mom, you're aware of the show. You know the show inside out. What are we known for? I want your perspective.
Well, to me, you're known for being entertaining.
Right.
And for being authoritative on sports. Many sports.
Authoritative. I love that.
Jason likes that characterization. Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
And our duty humor.
Yeah.
No, I hate that. I hate some of the things you are informed on.
I hate that. Right. Yeah. Well, Mom, but what's wrong with a little duty humor? We all duty.
She was a big fan of the Lisa Ann interview.
You know what? I don't like that. So anyway, I think you should. Now you already have started talking about your Christmas drinking party.
Yeah. Right.
It was awful to be promoting that.
Now, Mom, you're focusing on the wrong issue.
Yeah, you're focusing on the negative.
We're promoting safe drinking, no drinking and driving. That's the whole point.
Well, I didn't get that yet.
Well, wait, how could you not get that? We have the police here. We have the guy from RAP. We have all every year for 20 years.
It's the main focal point of the show. It's to discourage drinking and driving during the holidays.
And you're just obsessed on the drinking part, which we have fun with. But the point is, why do we do it? Why does the station allow us to literally get drunk on the air? Because we're promoting safe drinking and,
during the
and
holiday
not
season.
Driving. Yes, and using.
Being responsible at parties.
Right, Mom.
Do you think that is working? I mean, if that's working, that's good. But
If it works for even one person who decides not to drive drunk and they use rap,
there's a reason
it pays off.
It's not even theoretical. They can look at the numbers and they know that when they do this show with us, that their usage goes way up.
Yep, people call for rides.
You understand?
Well, that's good. I think that's good.
How did you not know that? That just makes me crazy. How did you not know that all those years that we've been doing it?
I didn't know your. I didn't.
Because Trump
she wasn't paying attention.
The last I know.
She wasn't paying attention.
Because she focuses on the negative.
Right. Focus on, like, look at the whole picture and go, okay, why would the guys possibly be doing that? Right?
Well, because you think that makes it fun.
I'll be honest. Drinking the hammer at 6 in the morning is not the
same. It's actually one of our hardest shows.
Mrs. B, it's not like it was 15 years ago when we would look for and we would just do shots.
We actually dread it.
Hey, you know what we should do? Yeah.
It's not as much fun as it used to be.
We should bring Mrs. Bickle in at the end of the drinking show to sober you guys up before you leave.
I'd be able to drive right home.
What a buzzkill.
I don't think that's a very nice comment you made about me.
Yeah, Valdez.
You wouldn't want me there because... You want me there because I'm almost a total. What do you say?
I don't drink. Teetotaler. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I drink so little that I think
you could be our bartender.
I've never drunk a beer in my life.
We get holy water.
Oh, yeah. She's serving you Eucharist.
Hold on. Did you hear what she just said? She's never had a beer in her life.
No. Wow, that's shocking.
What have you? I know you've had champagne at weddings. I've seen that.
Yes, I've had champagne, and when JP's mother was living, we used to go out for birthday celebrations, and everybody but me wanted wine, so I would drink some wine with them.
Oh, look at that.
So, drink some wine with the birthday
wine's
club.
Wine's the blood of Christ. You should be guzzling that nonstop.
Yeah, that's a good excuse, Mom.
Right?
It didn't have a good effect on me. When I tried to walk, I felt oozy.
You felt
she
woozy.
Got tipsy.
She got a little tipsy from it. That's good.
Yeah. That's right.
That's going to be midnight tonight.
The irony of that is, I don't remember my mom drinking much wine in her life. My probably dad, yes.
Well, you know, they'd order a glass of wine. We just sit there and drink a drink.
Yeah, not like Lurch ordering two bottles.
Or maybe they'd order I don't know, what it is you order of wine when you order for more than one person.
All right, but we heard that you were upset with Eric about the whole gift-giving thing and gift-receiving thing.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys exchange gifts, and that's fine. I'm not against that. But I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice if you encouraged other people and you were known for having some charity that, you know, touched your heartstrings? And all of you get requests for money. I get them all the time. They overwhelm me. But this week, I gave to a charity I had not given to before, this particular one. I said, oh, my gosh, it would be good. And also, I think Special Olympics. That's one that I do give to sometimes. Right. You know, you're helping kids.
I know, but Mom, we all. Yeah. You know, why are you putting this this onerous thing on us? Why are you putting this?
It's not onerous.
It is. We all are charitable. Everybody. We all have our own charities and things that we donate to.
I think it would be nice you guys to be known as have a charity
Is that going to change the perception? People are going to think that we're just dummies. No, there's nothing we can do. The perception of the junks is it's already baked in, right, Cakes?
Yeah, definitely.
It's pretty much baked in.
I might take the minority. I think it would be a good thing to consider. I know that when Jason and I did a charity event, to have a signature charity for the show.
Yeah.
That's all she's saying.
We used to
When we did the appearance for Cal Ripken, we met... I don't know if he wants his name out there, but Jamie.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. And he wanted us to have an event at his place. And he was like, just have a signature charity.
He wants to have a poker event at the JPO at his house, his backyard.
Which is on the water.
Backyard. On the water.
Yeah. It's just that I feel like, here's honestly what I feel, because I'm so jaded. I feel like people sometimes use charities to make themselves look good.
Maybe some people do. But
you know what I mean, Mom?
Yeah.
Why can't we just privately give?
You can.
Right, which everyone
does. You can.
But she's saying use the power of the show to uplift a certain charity, which is not a bad idea.
Maybe
that's a goal
idea
for 2023.
Does this mean she's not going to get us stuff on our Amazon wish list?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Are you going to buy something for Valdez on his wish list, Mom?
No.
Why not?
But I might give somebody Special Olympics because I think that's doing a very good thing and it's down your lane because it's, sports for kids.
Right.
Disabilities.
There's so many places I could go there.
What?
What?
Well, somebody said, let's not go there.
Special Olympics is a very worthy cause. I mean, it would.
Yes.
Of course.
It'd be great to donate to them.
Of course.
I know Chris Russell was recently promoting Best Buddies. That's another great one.
Almost, I would say, just without knowing better, most charities are good causes.
You know what it is? I think Mrs. Bickle is jealous that she doesn't have an Amazon wish list of her own.
Is that what it is?
Yes. We'll get her a couple Bibles.
How did Mrs.
Candles,
Bickle?
She, rosary. Trust me.
Get her a new rosary.
Mrs. Bickle.
I'm sure the fans would get something.
The last time we heard from you on the air, and maybe our listeners are curious, Eric was talking about taking you to the hymn convention in Richmond, I believe it was. How did that go? I think it was an overnight, right? You were there for a couple days?
Yeah.
I was there for three nights. Yeah. It was inspiring. There were people there from far away, too. West Coast, Australia, and Newfoundland. But it was not a big group. It was maybe 25 people.
It was the creepiest place I've ever seen.
Where's this hymn convention I've heard so much about?
It was this old, monastery, dark walls, 200-year-old building. I mean, the people there were all fine, people, but it was the creepiest, oldest building. I felt.
Did it look like a setting for a horror movie?
Totally.
Yeah. Are the to somehow get a
It's like walking into The Shining.
In the Catholic Church, sometimes the hymn books are really thick.
Yeah.
Okay. Might have hundreds of hymns in there.
Right.
This I don't know. To get yourself to get that legacy, to get a hymn in one of those hymn
Big
books.
Sillies.
What does it take, Mrs. Bickle?
Well, I think that was the uninspiring part. They weren't giving any suggestions for how to get in a hymnal. Because I think hymnals aren't being printed like they were, and people are using screens in worship. And
shoot it on the
right,
wall.
A projector.
Yeah. I think what you have to do is you have to, this is what I got out of it, you kind of have to self-promote it on the internet. And then
your Twitter.
Use your Twitter to promote
it. I actually said, we had this argument on air.
I said, Mom, I'll promote
your poems. And she scoffs at it.
Let me finish.
The trolls.
Hold up, we didn't let her finish.
Then if people want to use that hymn that they read on the internet, only certain people would, of course, even flip to that, then I guess probably you might get to the point where you would get some pay for each time it's used by a church.
Get some royalties,
Hebe. I'm going to cut to the chase. So here's the deal with my mom, especially with her poems. I've offered her many times. You guys say what you want. But I have a decent-sized Twitter audience, a decent-sized Instagram audience. More people will see that than if she ever gets published in one of these rando journals that she's trying to get in. I mean, nobody's going to see it, what she's trying to get in.
I can give her way more.
Right. And then, but she does. To her, it's not valid because it's just a bunch of donks like us, and she doesn't get any. She wants a little pay.
She wants royalties.
She wants recognition.
What if we had her do a live performance? Like we used to, for the Christmas show, have Bruce the Hugger come in here dressed like Santa.
Mrs. Bickle does a poetry slam.
And he would do a live rendition of Silent Night or Holy Night, whatever the heck he was doing.
Yeah.
What if we had your mom come in here and do a live rendition of a hymn?
I would just bring the show to
screen.
It would suck all the fun out of the room.
I started writing after I got married. I always liked writing, but I started writing. I've been published some. It's very difficult.
Her whole thing is she bases her self-worth, believe it or not, on being published. I don't know why.
Hey, publisher payer is she be, that whole thing.
Yeah, I know. But that's if you're a professor.
Right. That's her blue check mark, EB. You wanted a blue check mark for your kids? That's her blue check mark.
Go ahead.
I would probably destroy your audience if they heard me read, because 60% of what I write is very serious. And the other 40%.
I know, it would be a huge downer. But I would.
And the other 40%
is. But I would put it on my social media, though, to promote my mother. Of course I would. On the radio, I can't have you killed our radio show ratings. I can't do that. But I would put it on my social media.
You're like Jesus. You're sacrificing our ratings.
I can't do that. But I could do it on my social.
Hopefully 3 days later, the ratings rise again.
That's terrible.
It's a good thing.
Mrs. Bickle.
All right. So anyway, just consider that, Mom.
But I've only written maybe two poems that, or three poems that aren't serious. People want to be entertained.
Mom, I will. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be a funny or it could be your most serious, the most, you know, depressing poem that you love. That's fine. I'll promote it for you.
Well, I'll think about it. I want to promote you guys.
Huh?
I want to promote
Ethereum
you guys.
And Dogecoin.
Well, that's true.
All right, Mrs. Mickle, what are you going to get Eric for Christmas?
Money. I'd like to go shopping with him. We went shopping together a couple years ago, and it was fun. I bought him a couple of jackets.
Yeah, I wore the polo jacket today.
Nice. Well, there you go. Boom.
Yeah, nice.
Christmas and his birthday at this. Together.
Yeah, yeah. She's not going to spoil me. Don't be crazy. Yeah.
Right. She's giving you cash for Christmas.
All right, Mom, we got to run because we're up against the commercial. Maybe we'll do a show charity. I know Jason's breast cancer is very important to him. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own sort of things that are important to them. So maybe we'll pick one. I don't know.
Oh, of course. I only threw that out thinking that's one of the things I'd like you to be remembered for.
That won't work, though. It's too late.
Yeah, sure.
It's too late.
It's way too late for that.
The reputation is already just gone.
Thank you, Mrs. Bickle.
Well, thank you. Thanks for freaking me out about that.
Merry Christmas.
Have a good holiday.
Drinking Christmas.
Yes. I can't believe you missed the whole point of that. All right. Actually,
okay,
I can believe
bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye.
All right. I love you. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Coming up next, we have some breaking news in Major League Baseball.
Ooh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Coming up shortly, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets to Caps versus Maple Leafs. That's coming up Saturday, December 17th at Capital One Arena. So listen for your chance to win those tickets. Drabby put in the outline the story about Conor McGregor. I know you guys aren't super Conor McGregor fans. I know Cakes despises boxing, UFC.
No, despise is a very strong word. That's reserved for a very small certain segment of people or things. It's ambivalence.
Okay.
Ambivalence is the correct word.
And Jason, years ago, said he would never watch another boxing match. He'd pay everybody like $500 if he ever did. I don't know.
After what match?
I don't remember. I just remember.
I think the last one I watched was Mayweather. And who was the?
De La Hoya.
De La Hoya. I think that was probably the last one I watched start to finish.
And I know there's no chance you paid for that.
No, I watched it at Buddy's house.
Okay.
That was actually kind of a revolutionary match because that's what started kind of the Hard Knocks vibe. They did the 24/7, four episodes of Mayweather versus De La Hoya back then, and
long
then it became very
ago.
Popular. But yeah, long that's a time long ago. Time ago. But anyway, Conor McGregor's, he's not fighting. He hasn't fought in a long time, but he's constantly posting pictures of himself on social media, and he's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I guess Joe Rogan went off on Conor McGregor. Do we have the audio drop? I know he was efforting the audio. We may not have the audio. But basically saying, look, the guy's definitely 100% on steroids. The rules in MMA allow this. Like, if you have an injury, a lot of times you're prescribed steroids for injuries. And that if you have an injury, you kind of have a free pass to take steroids as long as you then have 6 months clean. So you can get yourself to do a cycle, two cycles, three cycles, whatever the heck you do on steroids. And
then they
have
masking agents. And I'm sure that if they test positive, they can... they can claim that it was just remnants. I'm sure there's a lot of ways around it. But I've told you that for years. See, Rogan's whole thing is he also is calling out The Rock. Rogan also uses growth hormone and testosterone and all those things. He just wants people to be honest about it. You know, there's a whole community of people. It's very popular.
All right, I think we do have the audio of Rogan talking about The Rock. And I'm going to put a picture of Conor McGregor up on our Instagram page now, Sports Junkies Radio, where he took a bike ride recently. And people were thrown off because he also shaved his beard. So it looks different. I think he's in a movie.
I saw the picture.
I mean, he looks humongous. For a guy who used to fight, he's fought at 145 and 155 where he won the belt and 170. He looks monstrous.
Should've
so I'll put
his
that
beard.
Up.
It tilted a little bit when I saw him, no beard. Kind of a weird look for him.
Does The Rock say he's clean?
He has implied it pretty heavily. But he also doesn't end up in scenarios where he gets asked point blank, whereas Liver King goes out of his way to lean into it and use it as like a marketing spiel.
The Rock should come clean right now. He should make a video in response to the Liver King video.
I need to talk to you because The Rock's been lying.
Yeah. No, yeah.
There's not a chance in hell he's clean.
Well, he's 100% right. I mean, anybody that knows anything about working out and has worked out in their life, and I mean, I've maintained that for decades. You guys
at
mock
that
me.
Age,
yeah. You just once you get to like 30, I mean, you're not building muscle like that. It just doesn't. You're not vascular like that.
Things atrophy.
I would think anybody just looks at someone that age that looks like that, they just automatically assume they're
also. No, you gotta know.
It's common sense.
But people believe the Liver King. I mean, I don't know who the hell did, but people did. People think, you know, they believe anything because, especially if you don't know. Like, what do you don't know. Like, yes, my mom, you say, nah, I don't do steroids. Yeah, your mom doesn't know. One of my greatest compliments ever, when I was in college, my doctor asked me if I was using steroids.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the best.
That's a badge of honor.
Yeah, right?
Probably because of all the pimples on your back.
No. He said, you're so muscular in your shoulders and in your chest. He said, are you sure? What are you doing?
And I would have walked around shirtless all day after that.
I mean, I felt great.
Did you tell
like
you're
a
doing,
rock star?
Did
I mean, that was when I was my peak working out.
November 1993?
11-4-93.
Probably a year or two before that. I mean, a peak working out. Peak, I mean, I was taking all the protein shakes. I was doing all the creatine.
What about amphetamines?
Yellow jackets.
Yeah. Any of those mixed in?
Yeah, I did
I bet
that.
You didn't tell the doctor about that.
All the fen you're taking.
But I didn't think taking ephedrine, I didn't think
it was over the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is part of the deal.
I didn't think any of it was bad because you could get it legally.
Yeah, GNC or Vitamin World.
Yeah. So I didn't think of it as bad.
Well, steroids has such a negative connotation because in the sports world. But if you look at guys like Stallone, we would kill to look like that and be as healthy as he is at age 76. Mm-hmm.
The problem is
most
that
people are dead at
it's
76.
It's fine if you're going, in my opinion, don't trust me. I mean, why would you listen to me? But if you're consulting with a doctor that you trust and they're checking and you're checking your vitals all the time, you're doing all the blood stuff and they're managing it, I think that that's totally fine. The problem is that, I mean, I know Scotty and I used to talk about doing steroids. Skippy and I used to talk about it all the time.
I'll tell you what, Skippy would walk around with no shirt 90% of the time.
Yeah. Skippy, you know, he had good pecs.
Skippy looked really good.
He had good pecs. Yeah.
And he had dark skin. He loved it.
I always had good arms.
He's peacocking before he was a thing.
What was that picture you guys were all on the front porch of the Norwich house?
Yeah. He's got no shirt on.
Yeah, of course.
He's got no shirt on all his pics.
Right.
But he had nice boobies. I always had good arms.
He had a jugs machine.
Yeah. But we talked about doing steroids all the time. But I didn't want to do it. You know, I didn't want to hurt. I didn't know what, you know.
I thought I had that picture on my phone.
But that's the problem, right? Because then kids or guys just go to the gym and get it from another guy. You don't know what you're doing. Yeah. And did you see the story of the guy that was doing roids and, you know, just at the gym, and it scarred his whole body?
Yes, I saw that.
He didn't know what he was taking.
It was a New York Post special.
Or something. He took too much.
Yeah, he was taking Winnie V, and then his back looked like he had 10,000 moles on it.
Yeah.
But they're all scars.
I have less of a problem with, like, The Rock. He's not competing in anything.
No, it's
like
just being honest. It's just being honest.
Conor McGregor is competing in a sport where you're supposed to not be able to use steroids, and he's kind of, even though he hasn't admitted it, he's kind of using a loophole because, look, he broke his leg in the ring, and I'm sure that he was prescribed steroids as part of his recovery, and he's just gotten so jacked that maybe it's an advantage when he gets back. Now, the problem is he's gotten so big that he's already said he won't fight whenever he returns at his old weights. He's too big.
No.
He's going to have to fight at 170 versus 155 or 145, which is where he won, you know, championships.
JP, the problem with The Rock is, and this is why it's a problem, is that his whole brand is putting in the work and sweating.
I understand that he's doing it right.
It's
like a Lance Armstrong bit.
Like Hulk Hogan for years, you know, tried to say they were all natural and all this stuff, and he went, and it's fine if you do steroids. You're a wrestler. You're expected to do steroids, probably. But if you just own it, it goes better.
Yeah,
those guys.
Hulkamania is running wild.
The Rock is putting in the work. He's not just taking.
Oh, yeah.
HGH,
the steroids helps to put in the work.
Yeah, for sure. But you could recover. The whole point is you can do 2 hours and then have lunch and then do another 2 hours. Yeah. And you don't have to rest for 3 days.
Yeah, a normal.
No, you can't take steroids and just, you know, eat your ass off and do nothing.
No, he's training his ass off.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just better to be honest with people. You know, that's the way.
Even The Rock would have missed his workout yesterday after our meal at Tom's Watch Bar. Even The Rock wouldn't have gone.
I got one in at like 6 p.m.
Didn't you promote breaking news in baseball for the last segment?
Yeah, we gave it on the air.
Savannah did.
I know, but I thought we were going to talk about it a little bit.
I'm psyched to talk about it.
Anyway, come on. All right, whatever.
I'm psyched.
Segment's over.
I know. No,
anyway,
you guys are talking about steroids. All right.
Check the picture, Sports Junkies Radio. On Instagram, I'll put it up on the Twitter page as well. All right, let's get into Aaron Judge. Nobody expected him to end up in Washington. We'll tell you where he'll be playing for the next several years. Next on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.